You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sandhills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Imagine the 401k program at Sandhills Global. Imagine what that would be like.
Yeah, hit that.
Imagine working your life there for those guys, and all of a sudden you're about in your 60s, going to shut it down. All of a sudden, how's it going like that? Well, we're going to enjoy life.
Pretty damn good.
All because of Carson setting you up to make money.
Complain here.
Make money, and then your retirement is ridiculous.
Have a plan.
A Carson plan.
Don't wing it.
Yes. Don't wing it. That's the T-shirt.
Don't wing it. That's the T-shirt at Sandhills Global.
Yes. Yep. Don't wing it. They don't wing it.
No.
Show up you in going suit up there? And ties. I'll probably go up there tomorrow and just walk around for a while. You'll see me.
Do you put a suit on?
You have to. Otherwise, you stand out right away. Yeah.
So you will put a suit on.
Put a suit
just
on.
Just to walk through Sandhills Global.
You know what
Global.
I'd say if I saw Bill up at U-Stop with a suit on.
Just stopping in, getting a Snickers bar and heading over.
Suit
to,
on.
Well, you understand. If I'm going to Sandhills.
Just walking.
Trying to blend in.
Just get to say hi.
I bet you have. Would you wear the cranberry suit
What's
by
that?
Any chance?
Probably wear the cranberry.
That'd be a good option.
Wear the cranberry.
I'll never forget walking up to that wedding and seeing Bill.
It was regal.
First of all, I needed to see somebody I knew because I was really nervous. And there he was. And then I was like, whoa.
It was
that
a good look.
Suit.
Yeah.
That cranberry.
You weren't messing around.
I went lavender for the one that you didn't show. You know, showed.
I saw it. It was nice. It was nice.
Wait
suit
a second.
Too.
It had to be very simple.
Yes.
Different suit.
Do we want to go to this?
Yes, we kind of do. And then I had to go yell at Jake for Copperhead Road.
Yeah, it was a full-on yell.
And I had to yell at the one guy, too, that tried to stop Jake.
Stop talking to him. He's got to dance.
Yeah, and then Jake came out. He performed.
I got to go.
Yeah.
The lavender suit had to be very similar to the cranberry one.
It was
lavender
different.
It was different.
It was definitely different. It was definitely like that. Yeah. Swigert had on kind of a cranberry-ish type of jacket. Yes.
Okay, so he was copying you.
He kind of copied me.
Yeah. And I just let it go. I didn't say a word to Swigert about, hey, listen.
You stole his golf club.
I still have them. I have to check them back in here in about a week probably. And I check them back in. Swigert gets them cleaned, and he also gets them re-gripped for me.
Yeah.
He re-grips them and cleans them.
The clubs used twice a year.
And they stay in his
That's
in his
a
garage.
Good friend.
And then I'll message him sometime in about early May.
Hey,
is there a chance I can get some access to your clubs again? Yes. And then he'll give me the code to his garage, and I'll pick him up, and I'll keep him for the entire summer. And then we're able to go.
Can I access your clubs again?
I'll be returning those
clubs?
Soon.
What?
Do you have any extra clubs?
I do not. I need to get new clubs. It is time, though, for Bill's Thrills. Here we go on a Wednesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for bathroom, kitchens, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Diner Contracting.
Randy will be on the move today, but he's going to be limping a little bit. He's got a bad knee. Looks like surgery, potentially.
This is serious?
Yeah, this is serious. We need to go prayers up. for Randy. He's got potentially a meniscus situation.
What happened?
Well, he's out there working. He's out there in the field. And guess how many days of work he's going to miss? He's going to have the surgery on late Friday night.
So then he's back Monday.
So he's back Monday.
Oh, Randy.
So he's not going to miss any work.
No,
so that's
kidding.
What Randy's doing. And remember, if you hit Randy up like that, we get that 10% discount that's going on
God
right
dang.
Now. If you look over there, there's someone there. There's a worker in the window.
She's not a worker.
And, you know, yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's right there. She's a worker, and she obviously has a apron on, and she's not too busy right now. Looks like
she's looking outside. You're right. Yes. I was looking at the woman looking in the gutter for the. There's a woman looking in the gutter for the raccoon.
Oh. Yeah, no, this is one of the, and you can tell she's kind of bored, like hope someone stops in for breakfast.
Hey,
let's make it happen.
There's some action over there. You're right.
Yes.
She's wearing a red, what do you call that?
And right now she has no idea we're talking about her. I guarantee you that.
No.
Jake, I'm sorry. Let's go.
We got to roll. Yeah, we're way late.
We're doing the game show now?
Yeah, no.
No, we're doing Pills, Thrills, then the game show.
Awesome. What if Wednesday?
Rush. Yeah, go ahead.
What if Wednesday?
We like this.
Last Wednesday we talked about Pitt, FSU, Northwestern, Penn State, Indiana, Oregon, Mizzou, Bama. Three of the four kind of came through. Let's talk quick.
Okay.
Get your minds going. We got six. Here we go.
Here we go.
What if UNC loses Friday night at Cal? What if UNC
very
loses?
Very possible.
I mean, right now, they say it's not fixable at UNC.
Yeah.
Can't fix it. I mean, everyone is up in arms. On the flight back from Cal, do they survive? Right now, it's awful.
Cal is 10.5-point favorites, by the way.
It's
that
an
game.
Awful setting there. And the big thing is, like, there's no communication. We don't have this going on. I mean, the parents of the players are in an uproar. And it's just not a good thing at that.
Would it confuse you if UNC wins this game?
A little bit. Because talk about a flight. Just try flying from North Carolina out to Cal.
That's a long one. You mentioned earlier, Cal did lose to SDSU.
Yeah, 34-0, I believe. How about not a fire, but this is all about coach's world. LSU loses to Vandy.
Ooh.
At Vandy.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. How would sip Ooh. To it, oh. that?
Clark Lee. Hey, they play at Vandy?
Yes, LSU's
What's
at Vandy.
What's the spread on that?
And also heard that this is the biggest game in the history of Vandy football at home. They said the fan base.
Hey.
And I know this, LSU shows up. Everyone shows up when you go to Nashville. If you're going to travel to a game, hey, let's go to the Vandy game. We're in Nashville.
Vandy, 2.5-point favorites against LSU. 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. Yeah, Vandy's LSU. Favored.
Yep. How about that one?
Pavia. Vandy's favored. Yes.
Against LSU.
Yeah.
Pavia.
What if Washington flies to Michigan and beats Michigan? Sharon Moore is 12-7.
Yeah.
This isn't firing hot, but it's uncomfortable. People right now are really bent after Sharon Moore. I mean, he's 12-7.
You see what he did yesterday?
What'd he do?
This was pretty funny. Yeah. He showed up with a blue collar coat on that said Sharon on it.
Sharon.
And it said, I'm wearing this because we got to go back to work. That's what he said.
That's very odd. Why does that make any sense?
He had like a Carhartt type jacket on. And that was the theme. It was a theme he was going for. It said Sharon on it. And it said, I'm wearing this because we got to go back to work.
He looked so lost weird. On the sidelines at the USC game.
Biff.
He could be 12-8.
Yes.
So Washington's going to the Big House.
It'll be a hard win, but just what if
they could do it.
That's big news.
What
noon,
if it happens?
11.5. Yeah. Oh, sorry, 6.5-point favorites. Michigan against Washington.
What Saturday. If Mississippi State beats Florida?
Ooh.
Mississippi State at Florida. What if they do?
They could.
That would probably end it. I think that would be the end of it. It would
be Billy Napier.
Of Napier. I don't think they can survive that. Mississippi State potentially. They are good enough to.
They are.
It could happen.
They're good.
It could happen.
They're annoying, but they're good.
This is not last year Mississippi State.
They're 4-2.
They're much better.
They're good.
They're much better. What if Mizzou beats Auburn?
It seems like he's safe.
Auburn?
Freeze. Yeah.
He'd be 3-4 if that's the.
I know, but
3-4, and it's been and the offense has been atrocious.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, his overall record, nobody has ever stayed at Auburn with the record even close. It's just interesting.
I'm not saying he's safe. It seems like he's safe.
That's an interesting one. How about the last one, the Fighting Martys? Florida State goes to Stanford. If they lose at Stanford.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If Florida State would lose
weird at Stanford, the game.
Flight home would be frosty.
Yeah.
FSU, 17.5-point favorites at Stanford.
17.5. 17.5-point favorites.
9:30 kickoff, by the way. ESPN.
I'll be watching that.
What night is that?
It's that Saturday night.
9:30 p.m. Well, ESPN.
The Holy War is going on at the same time, BYU, Utah. But that would be another interesting one to see what happens on that, if that would ever take place. And could it happen? Yeah, because Florida State's going to be pretty checked out. They've lost three in a row. They haven't. See the other day where they talked about that it was Norvell's birthday, he turned 44. The last time they won an ACC game, he was 42.
Mm.
He was 42 years old the last time they won an ACC game. It's been over 2 years.
Oof.
Yes. It's been a long
time. They beat Alabama.
It's
just falling apart.
It seems like it never happened.
Marty was partying. Marty had a sticker on. He had a name tag on Florida State when they're going back.
He just doesn't talk about it. It's like it's not happening.
So the potential of things opening up that are unreal. And I think this goes down to what age and people getting fired. I believe, like Penn State, I talked to Steve about this yesterday, is that contract that James Franklin is 100% mitigated. Which mean they rolled the dice he's going to coach again. So if he coaches again, Penn State's payout way less.
He's young.
Way less. So he'll probably coach again way less. And there's also conversation, which no one knows if it's true or not, that Adidas got involved with some money. So Penn State
to help Penn State pay.
Yeah. They just signed Penn State to a $300 million contract. And I'm sure Adidas is like, this is a bad look for us. So if they're like, what are you going to do about it? We'll pitch in $20 million. To help out with that, okay, and then all that. So this may not be as big. And so same thing, would you be? There was a big talk, I think it was Urban Meyer talked about it, and he was correct on the buyout of Florida. Well, is Napier done? Or what is his contract? Is his contract mean they owe it all to me? Because when Gus Malzahn left, they owed it to him. They owed every penny.
Every penny.
And he wasn't mitigated. When he went to Central Florida, he was basically like he was double dipping. Like that at that time.
Nice.
So that makes a difference on the contract.
Nice.
So these people that have these contracts that are mitigated, and you think that guy's going to work again? Like right now, I don't even know if Jimbo's was mitigated, if he got the whole $77 million, but he's not doing anything. He's just doing radio.
He's on the radio.
So he's taking
he's
every
crushing
penny.
It on the radio.
Having a good time.
Wouldn't you say he's crushing it?
He has a nice little insight.
That is a What If Wednesday. On Bill's Thrills.
I love What If Wednesday.
What If Wednesday. There, some of these things will happen. It's going to be what's going to go down. Because more of these jobs that open up that are big. Hey, what if Florida State and Florida are open?
They're not going to fire Norvell, are they?
Why wouldn't they?
Last year they went
2-10.
2-10. Didn't win an AC. I mean, they just, you don't get out of jail free card for that. You don't have that. Think about this. 3 weeks ago, it was the overtime and they had the ball. Down six,
I know.
Penn State. And they lost three in a row. So Norvell's law, I mean, it's insane what they've lost.
Right.
I mean, literally insane what they've lost.
I've asked Marty that question, and he didn't act like it was, like, he acted like he still has some rope.
If you lose at Stanford, I know it's across the country, but you're 17.5
points. Stanford's horrible.
They haven't lost the game.
No, that's why.
I'm going to say, what if?
That's why it's the What If Wednesday.
Yes.
It's not, this is happening Wednesday.
Yep.
It's What If Wednesday.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record on the week is 1-1, 22-12. The overall record, very strong. Today's topic,
pretty good.
Wild Card Wednesday, is 1970s one-hit wonders. I will give you the name of a song.
Bam.
You tell me what band or artist from the 70s sang that.
Oh, come on. We got a great chance.
464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Oh. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call it down, Sip and Bill. In trivia, today's topic is their wheelhouse, 1970s one-hit wonder song. I give you the song. You tell me what band or artist sang the song.
I will say this, Bill and Jake. It will be difficult for us.
Yeah, we'll yeah.
One-hit wonders are difficult.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Okay, we have Dave. How do you feel about one-hit wonders from the 70s, Dave?
Oh, not too bad. Let's give it a try.
All right. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip. Dave, first question to you. What 1970s band sang the one-hit wonder, My Sharona?
That would be The Knack.
The Knack.
Had it.
Brilliant.
You didn't have that one? I had it.
No, I did not.
Correct.
Have it.
Yes. 1-0.
My Sharona.
It's a great song. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Back. Ooh, you little pretty woman. You pretty one.
Nice.
When you gonna give me some time, Sharona?
Yeah, okay. 1-0 lead.
So irritated right now.
No, I'm not.
Okay, go
what
ahead.
What 1970s artist, not a band, artist, sang the one-hit wonder, Cats in the Cradle?
Oh, I got that, Bill. I'll keep you in my back pocket. Harry Chapin.
Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon.
You like that song, don't you? Do you?
It's the 70s.
It's kind of a rough one, though.
It's kind of a rough one, yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know what it is?
It's rough. Thank
it's
you.
Rough
okay, let's dance.
All right, back to you, Dave, for the lead. Last let's question. Dance. What 70s artist sang the one-hit wonder, Drift Away?
I got it.
I got it, too.
It's for you, Dave.
I think it's Dobie Gillis.
I can't give that to you.
No, you can't give that to
me. No, Dobie Gray.
Okay, well.
Hold it! You can't Dobie. Whoa, what just happened?
We had a moment here. I got to go to the judges on this
what
one.
Just
you guessed Dobie Gillis.
You get two guesses now. He said Dobie Gillis.
Yeah, I don't know. Dave, I can't give it to you, man. You said Gillis pretty firmly.
Yeah, you can.
So, are you going to go with his answer or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a layup, yeah.
What is the
Dobie Gray. Yeah. We're
not over yet.
Well, that was
okay,
a weird
I got time. Bill in my back pocket.
Yeah.
This is for the win.
Yeah, and Bill's here. And if you miss this, though, Dave can steal this. So for the win, what 70s band sang the one-hit wonder, Ride, Captain, Ride?
Ride, Captain, Ride.
I need you.
On my mystery ship.
Oh, God. Jake loves this. His dad loves this song.
I like this song. It's a good song.
Uh-oh.
You're up 2-1.
Bill, I don't have
Ride,
this.
Ride, Captain. Oh, it's going to make me mad.
5 seconds.
Place.
5. 4.
Oh, it's so good.
3.
Sing it. I don't have it. I don't
2.
Know.
1.
There's a window open.
Pass?
Yeah.
All right. Dave, you need this to go to the tiebreaker. What is that band?
Man, I am just drawing a blank, too, on that one.
Good.
It's all, Dave, I don't know. That's hard.
Yeah.
5. 4.
The show Dobie Gillis is a great show.
Yeah.
He was Maynard G. Krebs.
No, I can't. I don't have it.
Well, that's a win for you, Bill. It's not Blues Traveler. It's Blues Image from the 1970s.
Yeah, wouldn't
Blues
have had it.
Image.
Nope. Really shocked that you didn't go with Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum.
Could have. There's a lot of options.
Now, the one thing, too, that you might... I'm not taking you to task, but somebody could. I don't know that Harry Chapin was a one-hit wonder.
The website I saw confirmed that he was a one-hit wonder.
Well, here's the deal. I know the
I
name
tried
Harry
Dave
Chapin,
on the road.
But I can't name another song. So, confirmed. Dave, thank you for calling in. Dave.
Confirmed.
It confirmed. This is for Bill. Tiebreaker.
It's confirmed.
How old
what does
was
that mean?
How old was Harry Chapin when he passed away?
That's pretty easy. He was 64.
Oh, I think he was younger. 58.
He was only 38.
Oh, what?
Oh. In 1981. Oh, that at 38 okay. years old.
Oh
man.
I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But he sang a great song, though, Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle and Silver Spoon. Something, something, man in the moon.
A little boy blue in the man in the moon. When are you coming home, Dad?
I don't know when. Nice. But we'll get together then, yes. Dad. You know we'll have a good time.
It's a rough
then.
Song.
It really is. Then they play the music theme. Oh, yeah.
But it's a good song. Rough song, but a good song. Hour three is next. Sean like Callahan next on Early Break in the Ticket.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.